Hey, this is Coach Cimarroni for Undeniable, and I'm sitting in the studios that Dan Portick has provided. Thank you, Dan. How are you?
You're welcome. All is good. All is good. Yeah.
So Dan Portick, the founder and CEO of BVS Films.
Film Productions, yes.
And also, you work a lot with Tom Hopkins.
I do. We've got several products out with him.
That's great. But that's not where Dan started. Right?
Nope.
So, Dan, how did you start in this wonderful industry of video presentation, video production?
Gosh, I don't know how far back you want to go, Peter.
Well, we go back, right? We go back to almost the tail end of the Mad Men days, right?
Right, exactly.
I remember still going to lunch and people would have three martinis and come back and create the greatest commercial of all time.
Exactly. Kind of fun. Sleep through the rest of the afternoon.
Indeed, of course. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I think how this all started was I had an ad agency probably about 24 years ago.
Okay.
And I was doing a little bit of everything. We had full service graphic design back then.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of going into the web design world. And we were kind of like the go-to guys for big companies.
Okay.
Alcoa Wheels would come to us to develop campaigns, launch the campaigns, and then they would look at the metrics on it when it was done.
Sure.
So
that's big stuff.
Yeah, it was real nice. Yeah. It was one of those things where we would get all the information in. They trusted us.
Sure.
We had a small group, tight-knit group, really pro people. Mm-hmm. And
Special forces getting it done. Right?
Yeah, we were able to execute. I think much quicker and more cost effectively than some of the really big agencies in town.
That's a great value proposition.
Yeah.
And the deliverable is consistent there and they know what they're going to get. And that's how you and I work. I love working with you because there's no surprises.
Right.
Which I just love. Right. In business today, there's a lot of surprises and a lot of miscommunication. Right.
Well, yeah. And you do this long enough, you go through every one of those problems and you learn from them. And that's just the way the world works, right?
Right. Exactly. But the delivery of a consistent quality product is the hallmark of a good company.
Right.
And so Tom Hopkins, right, is all about that. So tell me a little bit about, how did you get involved with Tom, but also more importantly, what has he meant to you and what has the process meant to you?
Yeah, so Tom and I, it's a very interesting situation. I've been using his techniques all the way back since my first sales job at a health club industry.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a place in town here called The Back Wall. I don't know if you remember.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I love The Back Wall. Yeah,
it was beautiful until they closed.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was a racquetball club. And
yeah,
all that.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
So,
back
you know,
jazzercise. Oh, my God,
yeah,
right?
All that fun stuff. So I ended up starting there. I cut my teeth in sales there.
Sure, that's a good place to cut it.
Oh, it was great. Back then it was the hard close. We were going against Scandinavian health clubs, and it was like, there are no B-backs. You walk into that place, you were there to close sales,
Right.
And the closer of the day was Tom Hopkins. So our training program consisted of 2 weeks of just basically dissecting his book.
Sure.
How to Master the Art of Selling, which was a bestseller at the time.
Right.
And he was on the top of his game in the 80s. So, me being new in sales, we would sit there every day and just go through prospecting, closing. What's a sharp angle close? How do you do this? And all
that. Right. What's the takeaway and all
that? Yeah. And I just fell in love with the whole concept of what he was doing and how he did it. And I did very well there. It was, one of those things, I became a rookie the first month, and it kind of grew from there and got in with the right people. Unfortunately, they didn't manage their company correctly, and they folded, I think, 2 years later.
Right.
But I started getting
into
more.
It was so weird when
you
heard about it. It's like, how is that possible?
Yeah. Well, and the thing was, I was home, and somebody called me, one of the sales managers called me the night before and said, don't go into work. And I'm like, why? They're going to lynch you if you go. Like, why?
Yeah.
The banks came in, and they put locks on the doors. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, dear
it was
God.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
But all those things you learn,
yeah,
go
sure.
through. So
baptism by fire.
I know. Yeah. Fast forward a couple of years, I started an ad agency with a couple of friends. It was just,
what was the name of it?
Jamestown Group.
Oh, yeah.
And that was around for almost 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I found that I was using his closing all through those years as, sales techniques. Him and Zig Ziglar were like the two big ones back
then. Yeah, and then Sandler came in.
Right, Sandler Group.
In the 90s
and all
that, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm using these. And then, we're getting into the new millennium. And we're going through things, and I'm starting to send emails, and I'm finding I'm doing all his techniques online, and I'm closing sales without talking to people.
Wow.
With his techniques.
Wow.
So I'm like, okay, I got to find this guy and I got to tell him what's going on.
Yeah.
So I went on LinkedIn and I reached out to him directly. You know, I was very nervous because, you know, he's my mentor. You know,
sure,
he's,
yeah.
You know, he's up there. And I said, hey, you know, I've got this concept and this I'm using your techniques to close sales online. And would you be interested in writing a book together?
Fantastic.
You know, yeah. And he got back to me probably within, I don't know, a day or two. And he said, hey, you know what? I run everything through our handlers, check with my VP.
Sure.
You know,
yeah,
give her the concept and get back to me. So I sent it over to her and nothing happened for about a month. And all of a sudden I get an email back and she's like, we're really interested on this. We want to do the book.
Wow.
We have a publisher lined up. We're ready. I'm wow. like, whoa. Wow. I never did anything like that. It was my first book.
That's wham, bam. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
So I didn't do anything, but luckily they wrote 24 books already, you know, one being a, you know, $2 million piece seller.
Yeah.
So, you know, they were great. They just handled everything. I never even met Tom till through the whole book.
Wow.
And we got it. I mean, it went through. First was like brain dump. Give it to their people. They'd rewrite it, put parts in it, send it back. We did that about 10 times. Took about 9 months, and it came out and became a bestseller within like 4 months.
That's fantastic.
Which was nice.
Bravo.
Yeah, thanks.
Cool.
It was cool.
Yeah.
So when that was all done, I finally ended up saying, you know, there's going to be more to this relationship.
Yeah, of course.
And he announced he was moving towards retirement. So I said to Judy, the VP over there, I said, hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. I'd like to do his documentary.
Fantastic.
You know, I mean, his life story. Let other people know what's going on with this guy.
Yeah.
So that took about 3 years and one pandemic in the middle of it.
Sure.
And we finally got it done. And it was, I think it did really well. We really like it. It's called Master of Sales. And
makes sense.
Yeah, and it's full of luminaries. I mean, people that are just way up there that have done
like who?
It. Sharon Lecter, she's a huge, you know, author. Rich Dad Poor Dad, she wrote half of it.
Yep.
There's Russ Gray, which is like a huge real estate. He works with which guy is that? The other half of Rich Dad Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki.
Sure, yeah.
So a lot of big players like that came into the game, and they're like, the guy has changed our whole lives. His techniques, Tom Hopkins' techniques, have changed our lives and made us multimillionaires. And
that's the beauty of that. You know, there's nothing greater than seeing success from people that are, you know, your students, if you will.
Yeah, and the documentary is full of people like that. I was shocked how many people that he's helped over those years.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And then with that, is the documentary, where can we get it?
So. You can get it at tomhopkinsdoc.com.
Okay.
There's a website up for that. It's also on Vimeo as well.
Sure.
So you can pick up both places.
Absolutely.
Our ultimate goal probably in the next year is to get it on Amazon and Netflix and all the... syndicate it through broadcast.
Yeah, one of my clients is Andy Billman, who did Believe Land.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we know distribution pretty well. So if you want to talk off there,
that's cool.
That's great. Sure. And so tell me a little bit about what you're doing with it right now. Not necessarily the documentary, but the philosophy. How are you, you know, impregnating that, if you will, into your business plan and into your business marketing?
Yeah, so, I mean, the way I look at this, I mean, we practice what we preach.
Sure.
If we're not doing a video for someone else, we're doing videos to market our company.
Yeah.
And, you know, from a marketing standpoint, we make sure that that's a factor. We're out there everywhere. No matter what, we're continually putting information out in front of people. Our philosophy is we have to practice what we preach. We must do it. That's the only way people are going to believe in us and what we're doing.
Yep.
From a customer service standpoint, you know, it really goes down to basics, you know. Yeah. Like when we work with you, you kind of know how we did things.
No surprises. I loved it.
Yeah, we've been doing it a long time. And of course, we all made a lot of mistakes. But, you know, with us, there's no egos. We understand what
And you got no surprises for me. You got your checks real quick.
Oh,
right?
Geez, look at this. Hey, Peter, can I have my... Oh, there it is. Yeah, if you could
think well, that's the way to do business, right?
It really was. Yeah, and the thing that blew me away is he had a little thank you card in there as well. And that was like right out of the Tom Hopkins playbook.
Exactly, right. Handwritten note, thank you.
Handwritten note.
Hand addressed, stamped. Yeah. You know, actual stamp, right?
Yeah, that was beautiful. So
well, you deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. So. No, it was good, and you know, we try to do the same for all our customers as well. And you know, we've got a couple of really good size billion-dollar level customers.
That's fabulous.
That come to us, and they're 400 miles away from, and they probably have 50 video production companies in between. And I think the reason they come to us is because we have that experience.
Sure.
We know the politics of these big companies.
Yes.
And we're not going to argue with them, ever. Right. I mean, there's no reason to argue with somebody. You lose the battle. You lose the war, you lose the battle, you lose everything.
Yeah.
And that's no fun.
No. Managing expectations, too, is important, so that you know how to manage that relationship from the get-go. And being proactive in that management is huge.
Yeah.
You know, so there's no surprises again, right?
That's key.
Now, even when you do that, there's still surprises.
But right, you know, you hear horror stories.
Yeah, well, you learn to handle it.
Yeah,
particularly at our
experience level.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, like a fine wine, right? Well, that said, I want to take a little break, pay homage to the people that keep us on the air, and then when we come back from the break, I want to talk a little bit about that undeniable moment.
Cool.
We'll be right back. This is Coach Cimarroni for Undeniable. We'll be back with Dan Portick from BVS Films Productions.
I want to thank Brandon and his team at Edwin's Leadership and Restaurant Institute, our newest sponsor. What a marvelous mission. Thank you, Brandon, for bringing these wonderful people back into productive society at Edwin's Leadership and Restaurant Institute. Visit them at 13101 Shaker Square, Edwin's Restaurant. Thank you.
Infinite Search Solutions, recruitment and placement search services at its finest. Northeast Ohio's premier, easy, fast, and simple way to find the great and perfect candidate that you deserve. Matt Burns and his incredible team at Infinite Search Solutions are terrific. I know Matt personally, and I absolutely love his philosophy and his company. We are proud to have them as a sponsor. Reach out to Matt at 440-249-0485 or at their website, www.infinite.com. They will work hard for you and as an extension of your company and find that perfect candidate for your job requirements. Infinite Search Solutions, Matt Burns, give them a call. I want to welcome our newest sponsor, a gentleman that I absolutely adore, Daniel Bornstein of the Bornstein Law Boutique Real Estate Law Practice. Daniel and I go back 37 years, and I just met him as a 16-year-old sophomore, and we became fast friends, and highly respect him. And Daniel can be respected because he represents real estate investors, brokers, property managers, and the mom and pop owners, and he helps them maximize their real estate investment. Bornstein Law is located in beautiful San Francisco and has offices throughout the Bay Area. Bornstein Law is proud to support our Blood Time initiative and philosophy and podcast and all of our efforts to empower people to live the life they dream of. Remember, Danny says, there is no alternative but for hard work, discipline, and most importantly, gratitude for what we already have, not what you wish to have had. Danny Bornstein, reach out to him at Bornstein Law, area code 415-409-7611. That's 415-409-7611.
And we're back with Dan Portick from BVS Film Productions. This is Coach Cimarroni for Undeniable. So Dan, great gems and nuggets that I think every business person can really, you know, take to heart and put in play,
right?
Which is important. You know, you got to put in play and you got to mean what you say. That said, who were your mentors besides Tom that told Dan Portick that he could do this and inspired you to do it? And then with that type of leadership, what are you doing in the world of business that people are saying, hey, I want to do more business with Dan Portick?
Yeah, so I think some of the mentors that I have had, I think started with Tony Robbins.
Oh, my.
You know, way back when he first had, because I think he was called Anthony Robbins.
Sure.
Remember that, those days?
So yeah.
He was, he was a piece of work. And, man, the minute I picked up his cassettes and listened to.
Cassettes back in the day,
What was the one? I think it was Enter the Dragon. What was the name of that? It was like Release the Giant Within, think was the name of it.
Yeah.
That just flipped me out and turned me around right away and just got me down on the phone to find a job that I could do something to get really big into.
Yeah, exactly.
And that philosophy, that get-go really helped me out. And then Zig Ziglar, he was another really big one. He's a great storyteller.
Yep.
You know, he talks about one where, you know, what if somebody was able to give you free tickets to Acapulco tomorrow? How much could you get done between today and tomorrow?
Right.
You know, he had just this life philosophy that was amazing, you know, and he had such great stories he was able to put behind them to make you want to listen more and more. So
it's interesting, too, because I learned from Zig the same way. But I also learned how to ask questions to get the answers that I want to get. Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget, I was interviewing a very liberal, and I'm not talking about politics, but this is a political situation. And I was talking to a very liberal criminal defense attorney on one of my podcasts. And I was talking to him, and I wanted to get the answer that the nuclear family and a male role model was extremely important to the fabric of society.
Yeah.
So I asked him, I said, if you had a fantasy world, what would be the most important thing to eradicate the issues we have with crime? And he said, a great coach role model and a great male role model in the family. So I got a super liberal to say essentially what a conservative would say. Now, I'm not saying I'm conservative or liberal. I'm just saying I wanted to get to that point because we need this fabric to happen. Right. And so I learned that from Zig.
Yeah, and Tom Hopkins has, in the documentary, has this great sequence he does in this huge auditorium about he literally does a card trick where he asks questions to the person all the way down to the point where he gets the right card.
Yes.
You know, and it's just this unique card trick that you don't really look at. But he goes, I didn't do this to teach you a card trick. I did this to show you you can get anything you want by knowing the right questions to ask.
Yes.
And I thought that was really clever.
Well, I just interviewed Brian Tighe, who on Undeniable just released it today. And he is the CEO and brainchild. It was a master's thesis at Weatherhead. He was at Weatherhead for the Cleveland Fishing Company. And it's gear, performance gear for anglers, right? And so he's doing it now in Cleveland. He's doing it in Pittsburgh. He's doing it in Buffalo. But he said to me, you know, I just don't like to take no for an answer. I said, but no is the beginning of a yes. And he says, I am going to use that. Yes. And so that's really the philosophy, right?
Mindset.
It's a mindset, right? It's a mindset. So I love that. So tell me what you're doing to use that leadership, use that skill in business, and maybe some of the, you know, some of the success stories that you may want to share with us.
Yeah. So I guess that's one where I have to kind of like think for a minute. You know, for us, it's just a matter of making sure that all the boxes are checked when we do a project, when we meet somebody, when we from the minute they call in to the finished product.
Yeah.
You know, from a prospecting standpoint,
which is hard, you know, prospecting is hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah. And
there's so much noise out there.
There is a lot of noise, but relationships, building relationships through relationships seems to help. We've landed, well, our current biggest client, I landed through Tom Hopkins.
Awesome.
Just because I was able to do work with him, it brought me to a different level. And they sent, it was funny, I got a call from a VP in another state.
Yeah.
They said, hey, I saw the thing that you're doing with Tom Hopkins. I have someone over here who's starting as a marketing manager.
Love
so
it.
That connection, that, you know, introduction, you can't buy that, you know?
No.
But,
that's glue, man.
Yeah,
serious
it's glue.
Yeah.
So, you know, I look at that as being a nice factor of how I looked at that when we worked with him as an investment. You know, we funded everything within that except for the book. We funded the entire documentary to start, and we have a contract with him to agreement to work with him on that when it starts coming in the way we want it to.
Yeah.
But I knew that that by developing that, that will put us in a different level. And I'm using it as a tool, as sure. well as, you know, getting his name out there. So it's kind of a win-win.
Well, the gravitas that you have now with that.
It really helps.
Cool. Yeah.
And I don't have to say it. It says itself.
That's even you know? That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, when it just precedes itself, you know. So was there anybody that said something specific to you that just said, darn, I could do this, besides Tom? You know?
I got to go back to Tony Robbins.
Okay.
I mean, his tapes were just like, you know, you have nothing to lose.
Right.
Nothing by reaching out to anybody, anywhere.
Sure.
So, and when that happened with Tom, I knew I was onto something. Uh-huh. I knew it's like, and I wrote another book on that, on yeah. how to reach anybody, anywhere.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of success doing it. So I know that that's, you can do that. But I think it all back went back to Tony Robbins, where he was just like, go for it.
Yeah.
He goes, I don't have a college education.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I'm just out there. I'm going to do it no matter what.
I couldn't agree with you more. No. I mean, I remember sitting in Milton Hershey's office.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a young man. I was 41. But I'm sitting there and I'm talking to Joe Viviano, who's the CEO of Hershey's. And right above in this huge mm-hmm. palatial office in yeah. Hershey, PA. And above us is a 10-foot portrait of Milton Hershey. And I'm negotiating with the dude.
Yeah.
You know, and so you just realize anybody's a person. The old adage, they put on their pants one leg at a time, unless they're, you know, an acrobat or something. But at the end of the day, it's about just that self-love. And in that comes self-confidence. And it's so different than arrogance.
Yes.
You know, than bravado, which we see a lot of today. You know?
Yeah, yeah. And behind that is fear.
Well, that's where arrogance walks.
Yeah.
Arrogance walks in fear.
Right.
Confidence really walks in self-love.
Yeah.
And there's a big difference. And people feel that genuineness too, you know. Mm-hmm. So that said, you know, we like to, you know, we've come out, you know, and we just recently heard this from the Oval Office that we're done with the, you know,
pandemic.
right. That said, and I felt that we've been done with it for quite a while, but that's just me. But we've come out of 2 years of, you know, pretty brutal times, particularly for people like you and I that have to get in front of people.
Yeah.
You know, and that Zoom is so odd. It's just a very wonky kind of a thing.
It is.
But that said, I like to leave the audience with some messages of encouragement and inspiration. So I'm going to turn it over to you, Dan.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, in my opinion, whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, don't even think about it. Just do it. You know, and I mean, there's no reason not to. And I think that it all boils down with several fears that pop up, you
sure.
know, fear of success, fear of failure. There are four or five of them that are just, and you have to know what they are. You have to eventually figure out what those fears are.
Yeah.
But I would just say, just go for it. I mean, there's no reason you can't do what I did with Tom Hopkins.
Sure.
And if they say no, so what? Yeah. It's a learning experience.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly.
That's the way I look
and
at it.
Like you said. Or I said, no is the beginning of a yes.
Exactly.
At least you know where you stand.
Yeah, exactly.
You know
right.
what I mean? And you can work from there. So I love yeah. that. But well, thank you, my man. I
my
appreciate
pleasure.
This very much.
It's awesome.
You've dropped some gems, which is great.
Cool.
And how can people reach you?
You can go to danportik.com, danportik.com. All my stuff's on there, and the documentary's on there, and you can look through the books. And just, I have a lot of free videos as well on prospecting and selling that you can look at as well.
Well, reach out to danportik.com. We are all blood. This is Coach Cimarroni for Undeniable. Love to all.